Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Father's Day to everyone. My name is Lamo. In a moment, Geshe-la will be coming in to give us the teachings. If you've never been here before, would you please stand and out of respect for Geshe-la and his teachings, we'll be saying some prayers in the white prayer book on the first base sheet. Geshe-la has asked me to remind everyone to circumambulate the stupa clockwise and also to turn the prayer wheels on the way to the stupa, way back. It's a tremendous purification practice and for merit. This morning, Geshe-la talked extensively about meditation, you know, and being aware and about how it leads to happiness and so forth. So that's mainly what he concentrated on. So if you have cell phones, if you please put them on, either turn them off or put them on mute, vibrate. And let's see. Good. You're welcome to bring drinks in the gamba if you like. So if you please turn to the first base sheet and the white prayer book. Let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Then the four immeasurables in English. Just read that. And then we'll chant the Tibetan translation of the four immeasurables right below that. Taya ta om ne mune maha munaye soha taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentient tam che de wa dam de we gyu dam dem pa ju chi du you don't. for Georgie. And then if you please turn the page, the first pink sheet, the bottom, there are two mantras. So let's chant Chen Reizik's mantra 8 times, and then Green Taurus mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now the children are going to do a special offering.
Wait 1 second. I don't think, yeah. Okay. Oh, you know how to? Yeah. All right. Today's Father's Day. So we wanted to recognize all of the people who are dads right now because you came here to spend time with us on Father's Day. Be out playing golf or something. but also, we were at Light of the Path on Mother's Day, so we also want to celebrate mothers and really everyone because we've all had these roles in all different lifetimes. So we're celebrating with chocolate. I'm going to ask the kids to help me pass out chocolate to everybody who's here, and then we'll go to class.
Wonderful.
So this is Hickory. And you give 3 pieces of chocolate to people that you see.
Wait, 3?
3? Yeah, go around, pick it out. We have lots of chocolate. Can I give you a few? I'm running out.
That's okay.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you very much, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning. Good morning. If you came last Sunday, welcome back to Mickey Mouse class. If you are here first time, as I mentioned before, the Sunday class is now kind of difficult. Not difficult because you are here, not because of that. For me, it's quite difficult to, how you say, I feel like if there's somebody new here, very first time coming to the center, I feel like I need to explain about meditations, you know. If you're here many, many months, many, many years, probably you heard this many times, so then please practice our patience. Reason, no, I'm... Yeah, you talk about you talk about also in the Buddhism they talk about now helping yourself. It's important how to know and to learn how to help yourself. You know, helping yourself is important in order to help others. Helping yourself, there's no quite important. That's why this meditation is to help, to learn how to help yourself. This meditation. So that's why I putting so much emphasis on these meditations. Being here last 15 years, you know, talking, last 15 years, experiencing American culture a little bit here, you know, last 15 years. You hear all the time, you know, I don't have time, you know, like, feel like you don't have time. So then I thought, so maybe do some, learn some practice or some meditations according to your situations. So then, you know, this meditation that I'm going to explain, you know, it can be done in a short period of time, it can be done. So that's the reason. Then another reason, whatever you learn from here, so then need to share. And that's how we help, need to share. Because better world, we each one of us responsible, not just some one person, you know. So you can also leave huge impact on someone's life. So who knows, you never know. I never dreamed about coming to America, particularly coming to North Carolina to teach. I never dreamt. It was not my plan, you know, so it happens. So now this meditation, you know, so that I'm going to explain, or I'm going to do, if you already know this meditation, then we are going to do meditations. If you're here first time, wondering, or have some kind of interest, to learn about meditations, so then I felt responsible. I feel responsible, you know, to hand down the correct instructions. Instruction that's been taught thousands of years ago, it's been tested, produced great results. It's not somebody just made it up. So then at least from your side, to feel good about that, you are passing down the instructions that's been already taught. So this first one's called 9-round breathing meditations, okay? So in order to do the meditation, so first we sit down silently, quietly, sit down silently, maybe like 1 minute or 2 minutes, and just observe your mind, just observe your mind. So this can be long, can extend, time can extend, because no, we have limited time here. So so it's good to do this, you know, kind of silent meditations before you do any form of meditation at home. It's good to do silent meditation, just sit comfortably, observe your mind. The reason behind this, is, you know, to not easy to, it's not good start. Meditations, you know, if your mind has been disturbed, then it's not good to, you know, meditate. You know, it's not good to do, you know, meditations, because mentally not prepared. So if your mind is neutral, then it's relatively easy to do meditations. If your mind is positive, no, that's the best way to do meditations. So now, when I say mind has been disturbed, neutral, positive, what it really means, what it really means. Because, you know, it's not, whenever we talk about mind, it's not that easy, because mind doesn't have shape and color. That's why it makes it difficult. So when I say, if you discover that your mind's been disturbed, what it means? It means if you're thinking something negative, because something happened when you're coming here, something happened yesterday, that's still disturbing your mind, you're still thinking something negative. That's what it means. You know, disturbing mind means thinking something negative. Because negative thought is kind of, you know, active, very active. That means mind's been disturbed. If you're not thinking negative or positive, then it's neutral. You know, if you're thinking something positive, then I think your mind is, you know, kind of, then that's the good foundations to do meditations. That's why you observe your mind. So then after that, we'll do this 9-round breathing meditation. So if you find out that your mind is kind of disturbed, so then what we do, particularly this meditation, so when you exhale a little bit forcefully. Exhale a little bit forcefully, then just imagine all this disturbing thought is disappear in the space for good. For good. Okay? When you exhale a little bit extra forcefully. Imagine that negative thought is disappear in the space for good. If your mind is neutral, positive, not necessary. Oh. So, so first use your left hand. Then of course, you know, whenever we do any meditation, particularly breathing meditations, we need to sit, make sure our body has to be straight. You know, if your body is straight, no, then your channel is going to be straight. If your channel is straight, then the energy will run through smoothly. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Why you sit straight? Because channel is going to be straight. When the channel is straight, then the energy will flow smoothly. That's all. So then use your left hand. Please block your left nostril. This meditation begins with inhale, okay, inhale, long, slow. Then close, then exhale. So then again. Then. Then again. Okay. So this, you know, this is called 9-round breathing meditations. There will be 3 rounds. The first round, the 3 breathing. So each time you inhale, you count here, one, exhale, inhale, that's two, exhale, inhale, that's three. And begin with inhale, finish with exhale. Okay? So we'll do it again one more time. So make sure that, you know, you learn. First, left hand, blow your left nostril, inhale, long, slow. That's one. Again, that's two. Then again, then that's three. If your mind is disturbed, then forcefully, like that. So there, that's first round. Now second round, with right hand, blow your right nostril, inhale, long, slow. So that's second round. So now from both nostrils, inhale, exhale three times, okay? This is called nine round breathing meditation, how to eliminate energy that's no longer useful. Energy that's not longer useful. So now we'll talk about a little bit about that. So if you are first attention, if you are here first time, then please pay attention, okay? As a lot of them already know. So now, Lung, I'm going to explain this meditation, the name of this meditation. Lung literally means wind element. So wind element, there's no gross, subtle, very subtle. So then subtle, very subtle, then wind, the definition of wind refers to energy. It's not really wind that blow things. It's more energy. Lung. Roll, wasted. That energy has been wasted. Roll, no longer useful. Wasted. How? How this energy has been wasted? How? Thought. You could say mind or thought. Which is better? Thought. Thought is better. Thought. There's so many different thoughts. Thought become imbalance. Thought become imbalance. What do you mean imbalance? Imbalance means not flexible. Not flexible. Not flexible. Means uptight with something. Uptight with something. Uptight with something. If it's uptight with something positive, then mind is balanced. Mind is balanced and not imbalanced, it's balanced. When it's uptight with something negative, then the mind becomes imbalanced. So then every thought comes with energy. Every thought comes with energy. You cannot separate them. Every thought comes with energy. Lung same, lung energy same. Mind, jubachik, they travel together. You can't separate it. You know, together. It's just that you can't separate them. Okay. Sake of knowledge, you need to learn. So then, please share. At least from your side, you can feel good about that. You are passing down some instruction that's been taught. thousands of years ago. It's been tested, produced great result. So then at least for the knowledge that you have something that you can feel good about, then whether they meditate is not, that's not your responsibility, that's up to them. So like now, imbalanced thought, then their very thought become imbalanced because uptight with something is not flexible. So then energy become imbalanced, then it's wasted. No longer useful. Where does energy go? It doesn't go to the flea market to just look around to buy something. Where it goes? It goes to your channel. It goes through your channels. What it does, it just goes through all the time, uptight with something negative all the time, not being flexible. Could be idea, could be your own idea, could be your plan, could be any, there's so many different things. So many of them, where it goes, it goes through your channels. Then they get stuck. Then they cause physical discomfort. Then the physical discomfort cause mental discomfort. So then your whole world become miserable. Not because you are Buddhist, because of that you do this meditation. No, not at all. Because you come to Kadamba Center, because of that you do that. Not at all. Should not be that reason. Just to benefit myself, in order to benefit myself, to take care of myself, to welfare of all living beings, goodness for all living beings, to take care of myself for goodness of all living beings. That's all. Not try to become Buddhist or Christian, is not like that. Simply try to help yourself. That's why you do this meditation, so to help yourself. Okay? So then can you imagine if you're uptight to something negative, so can you imagine how much negative energy has been creating? So this is a technique. Lung energy roll, no longer useful. Gu, nine, chuk, set or round, cell, eliminate. That's the name of this meditation, Lung Ro Gu Tu Cell. If you are familiar with Sixth Naropa yoga practice, so this is also part of that. Now, stress. If you call this meditation how to eliminate stress, that's not true. It doesn't call that how to eliminate stress. This meditation doesn't call how to eliminate stress. That's not true. If the stress is part of negative energy, if you think there's negative energy, stress is negative energy, it's created by imbalanced mind, so then definitely this meditation will help to eliminate stress. No doubt about that. No doubt. If you're stressed out, then I think worth to try this meditation. If you define stress as a different kind of negative energy that's created by mind, you know, so then, of course, this meditation will definitely help. So there's another reason, you know, so I think to do this meditation, I think it will help. Is there positive stress? There's no positive stress. Is there positive stress? Is there positive stress?
Let's call it
use stress. But anyway, this will only eliminate negative stress, not positive stress. Don't mean. I'm just wondering. Yes. So, that's the first time I'm hearing that there's positive stress. So that's interesting. So, If there's one, so this meditation is not going to eliminate the dead, no need to worry. Or this is only for how to eliminate the negative energy, the stress, not the positive one. So now, you know, why we need to learn wisdom liberates. Not just simple belief or simply saying some prayers. Wisdom liberates. Samdhi chishi. Concentrations make your mind calm, peaceful. Wisdom liberates. Not knowing how to use this watch, even though this watch is wonderfully made in America, it has so many functions. If you don't know how to use, so then you can just sit here, say, okay, I'll say some prayer, wish that you can be able to use this watch. That's not how it will work. You are welcome to sit there, say some prayer, just wish that you can next, when you come out of your meditation, you know how to use this watch. And try, see if that works. It doesn't work like that. Because there's a problem. There's a problem. Clearly there's a problem between you and your watch. Not a tragedy. So, that's why it comes with instructions. So, there's time, practice, patience. If you have no patience, you are not going to read instructions. So, so then with that, this all wisdom, hearing, reading, discussing. Not the best one, that's the wisdom. The wisdom thinking better, a little better. The wisdom thinking deep, really deep. The best wisdom. That's how you liberate. That's how you liberate. But only wisdom is not good enough, so then you could get trapped. Because that's just one wing. Just one wing. You just build one wing, you can fly. Then under the wings, compassion. You need compassion. But only compassion, then one wing. Then now compassion, wisdom, then you fly. Then you cross ocean of suffering, you cross them over there easily with two wings. Require less energy, less effort to wing. Only wisdom, only compassion, no wisdom. Then, trap means been cheated, been taken advantage, so on and so forth. That's the only wisdom. Sometimes brings, no compassion, just wisdom. Sometimes brings unintended consequences. So need both wisdom and compassion. Two wings, you can fly. Wherever you want to fly, you can fly over ocean, you can fly other side of the samsara, all of that, wisdom, compassion, these are strength. It's not a weakness, it's a strength. So then how are you going to solve this? The problem between you and your watch, that has to be person, so then you read, you study, then slowly you learn all the functions of this watch, all of them, how to set up alarm, AM, PM, all of that, Sometimes, you thought it's AM, then it's PM, then it rings at AM, then you wonder what happens, So somebody did something, didn't recognize that you didn't set up properly. Yeah, of course, it's not going to make noise on AM because it's PM. So, like that, So that's wisdom liberates. Now you liberate yourself from the problem between you and your watch. You are liberated. That's quite a good liberation, too. So there's wisdom. When you think about the practice of six perfections, the last two perfections, number five is like concentrations, way to make yourself calm and peaceful. The last one is called wisdom. Samdhi chishi lo yi chol. Lo, wisdom, chol means liberates. Wisdom liberates. Liberates. So therefore, no knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no liberations. That's why educate, learning become important. Otherwise, without knowledge, meditating, that's like climbing mountain without arm. Tuba nebe gomje de lagdung chala zapotas. Tuba nebe gomje hermit without knowledge is going to be like person without arm trying to climb mountain. How you can climb mountain? You can climb mountain. That's like exactly like that. So that's the reason, okay? So, uptight with something, imbalance. Imbalance, that means, you know, means uptight. Uptight means not flexible. Mm. So that's all about this, you know, nine-round breathing meditation. Then please share with, you know, anybody can do. So here, you know, the little girl and boys, they can also do. So they can teach their friends, you know, just simply sit down, you know, to say any prayer, just before you scream, before you scream. So, when my nephew, 7 years old boy, when he visited me from New York, so, you know, my dress pretty much same, you know, same day, you know. So when he comes, it's all kind of upside down, you know, everything kind of. And he has so much energy, so thousand times more than I do, you know, he has so much energy. So running around, then going outside, the ringing the bell, then open the door again, I open the door, then he go again, then ring the bell, then I open the door again, I thought somebody's coming. Then he keep doing that, you know. So what you can say is like just 7 years old boy, you know. So probably I did the same thing when I was young, probably worse. I did the same thing, probably worse, you know. So when I was 7 years old boy, I used to throw stone out of other people's windows, you know. But he's not doing that. I'm grateful he's not doing that. So anyway, then I thought, oh, maybe I should teach him some meditations, you know. Trying to, not knowing that I need to come down. I thought he has to come down. So I thought maybe I should teach him some meditations. Then I asked him, come here, stand. He's a very sweet boy. No, that's what a boy does, you know, when you're little. So, and he's doing all of that happily. He's kind of laughing and running around, very excited, happy. So I'm not opening the door very happily. It's not his problem, it's my problem. It's not his problem, it's my problem. So I could open the door very happily, but I'm not doing that. So that's my problem, it's not problem. His problem is not created by him, it's created by me. It's not his problem. Then he's just doing that very happily, excited, very happy. For he's like playing. For me, he's not playing, you know. So anyway, so I just called him, come here. So he came, so I said, sit down, and he sat down. So I'm going to teach you meditations. To calm down yourself. He said, okay. I said, okay, so do that. Then I taught him nine round breathing meditation. I can see he cannot sit still, no, he wants to move. So, but I taught him. So then, it's finished very quickly, so it cannot be last very long. It's finished very quickly. So then I told him, next time when you get so, like, high, so energy, you just sit down there and do this meditation. And he said, yeah, sure. That's a good boy. No, sure. Same. Second, next day, same. No progress. Same. Then I said, then when he see I'm not quite happy that he's running around, then he goes like, I realize he's teaching me to do meditation. He don't need that meditation. it turns out he don't need that meditation at all. Because he's happy. I'm the one who needs this meditation. Really embarrassed. So I realized that moment, I realized, okay, he's telling me that I need to do meditation, breathing meditation. See, you know, so. Anyway, so you can teach them, but you know, probably they may not need that meditation, but you think they may need it, but you know. Anyway, my point is, this is just telling my story. So the point is, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy teaching, but you know, there will be some benefit, okay? Benefit, huh? can you imagine there's two kids, how they do? They just play, they just open the door, happy, then run around like that. But we can do that because my mind is so tight. Our mind is so uptight, you know, we become so serious, very educated, you know, so we become so serious, very educated, very sophisticated, and not know how to do things happily. We don't know. You could participate, but we decide not to participate. So you know, that's how we make our life miserable. So the way the kids see things, the way we see things, different. They don't judge. They don't create a story. They just see this. For them, it's just like dream, just fun, you know, just play. You know. For us, it's everything so tight, so stressed. You know, so that's, we used to be like that. Now forgot, completely forgot. Completely forgot. So then you can please share this 9-round breathing meditations with other people, so you can share. So then second round of the meditation that we are going to do is called breathing meditation. It's like that meditation begin with exhale. 9-round breathing meditation begin with inhale. So then breathing meditation begin with exhale. Exhale, it begins with exhale, okay? So that's, just do the meditation, so. Of course, no, sitting straight is required, no, it's like, it's necessary to do this meditation well. So you breathe. It begins with exhale. 9-round breathing meditation begin with inhale, but this meditation begin with exhale. 9-round breathing meditation. So, ujungup. So, jung means no exhale, then ungup means inhale. So, before we do this meditation, let me say something about this meditation. This meditation is namtok in nyembo. Namtok is namtok. Namtok, you know, is like more like now close translation. Or or maybe like the word that carry word in English that explain the meaning of Namtok. Quite good. Means it's like mind-made stories, that's called Namtok. It's not just opening your umbrella inside the house. It's much more, much bigger than that. It's like the mind-made stories that explains that covers Namtoks bigger than superstitious, like that, other translations. So this meditation is particularly designed to stop the Namtok, mind-made story, Nyembo, antidote for Namtok. If somebody is experiencing a lot of suffering because of attachment, then that's another form of meditation. If someone is experiencing a lot of suffering because of Namtok, mind-made stories, so then this breathing meditation is the technique or antidote for that. Namtok Nyembo. So what you do, you sit comfortably, watch your breath, exhale, inhale, one. That's one. Exhale, inhale, that's two. Exhale, inhale, that's three. While you're doing this, if you hear some noise, just observe. Don't follow them, let it pass. Your job is to count without mistake 21 times. That's your job. So, you can say, if you're having difficulty, you can say out. You can say out, you can say in. You need to count out in. Or it can be done like breathe out or exhale out of loving kindness, inhale out of compassion. So then it's going to be giving and taking practice. Exhale out of loving kindness, inhale out of compassion. Okay? So we'll do this 21 times, at least 21 times, to count, okay? Try to count without mistake. So some day, Chishi, concentrations makes your mind calm, peaceful. That's where you concentrate. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. Not because you come to Kadamba Center, you need to concentrate. Not at all. Not at all. I'm going to help myself. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to help myself. Welfare of all living beings. That's what you do. I'm happy to do. Not because don't you, we shouldn't feel I'm happy to do. We don't have to do. Nobody says. They say it's good if you do meditation, it's good. It's beneficial. They don't say you have to do meditation. Nobody says you have to do meditation. I never said that. Last 15 years here, never said that. If you do, it's beneficial. It's beneficial. It's very beneficial. So need to learn. Need to learn, you know, happy to do. Happy to do. Not just to, happy to do. Begin with the happiness. The process is happiness. End with happiness. Happy to do. No. honey do list. Honey do. I misunderstood that, so I thought all the lists are honey. So all the lists are honey. That's why that ignorance. I'm liberated from that ignorance. Last Sunday, I'm liberated from that ignorance. Last Sunday, honey do list. So if all the lists become honey. Happy to drink. It's sweet. Everybody likes sweet. So then, not just do it. Happy to do. Happy to go. This is so important. So important. Why I'm saying this prayer? Just to benefit. That's all. Just to benefit. If you do that meditation just to benefit, you are thinking benefiting someone. We need more people with calm mind, peaceful mind. We need more people with compassion, love. The world is going to be better off. The world is going to be better. Doesn't guarantee, if there's more Buddhists, doesn't guarantee the world is going to be safer or better. Doesn't guarantee, sorry to say, that's the truth. That's the truth. No, more religious person doesn't mean the world is going to be safer. Oh. Religion has been there throughout the centuries. People have been saying prayer throughout the centuries. Still there are so much problems. What we need good people. We need compassionate being, more compassionate being. Even though they don't practice any religion, absolutely fine. Who said, His Holiness Dalai Lama said that very clearly, you know, religious is there to help people to become more compassionate, more loving, more giving. So if somebody's already giving, doing that, why you need religion? You don't need religion. Why? You don't need religion. You are fine. You don't need religion. So that's my goal. Well, since I came to this country, now almost 15 years ago, my goal is, you know, I do here, do Buddhist rituals, only based on people's request, somebody wants to become, so then I do. My goal is, you know, you here, I'm here, we all try to become better human beings, you know. So help each other. Simply, we are same. Because you don't want to suffer, same. That person don't want to suffer. You are looking for happiness every single moment. That person is doing the same thing. Why you harm them? No reason. That's like childish behavior, hurting someone, no good. That's the weakness. That's not the strength. Huh? So we need more good human beings. Huh? So then in that regard, it's very, very important to think, happy to do. Huh? I want to get enlightenment for what? Just to benefit, that's all. Just to benefit. I want to learn meditation for what? Just to benefit. In order to benefit, first you need to benefit yourself. You can't benefit someone there. You never even dreams of helping yourself, how you can help other people. It's impossible. They wanted me to stop now. Yeah. Yeah, so I'll stop. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, because... So we have two more minutes. Please wait 2 more minutes. Okay. So now to complete these meditations, because you make extra effort to come here. It's not right next to your house. Center is not right next to your house. You drop here, so with some interest or maybe. So that is, this is very important that make sure that I don't waste your time. So this breathing meditations. So you say here, be present. No, be present. It's not that easy to be present. No. So this call, that's how to be within. Be within. It doesn't call, technically in the shamatha meditation, it doesn't call be present, but same. No matter how you say, it's a different word, but same meaning. In the shamatha meditation, it's like you can build best form of concentrations. There's 9 steps. The first step is called be within. Nandjoba, be within. Be with yourself. Then this is same as be present. Same, no different. Be present. Be within. You have to have something to think, otherwise you can't just tell mind, be present. You can say, don't move your hand, put here, put there, you can do. But mind is very difficult, you can't just, it's not that easy. So now, how to be present? Question is how? How to be present? Okay, watch my breath. Well, I'm going to create some image in my mind. I'm going to look at this prayer wheel now, look at it very carefully. I'll close my eye. And I've seen this prayer wheel there. I'm going to be with the prayer wheel. Nowhere else. Be with the prayer wheel. Or be with my breath, no? So that's called be within, how to be present. So then the second is how long you can be within yourself. How long you can be present. Second step. Third, fourth, then how fresh, fully aware. It's not just sitting like a couch potato. No, it's just fully aware. With very fresh mind, fully aware. Eventually, then you can stay there long as you want. No problem. It's not like, during the 60s, the hippies, hippie. I call them venerable hippies because they brought Dharma into the West. So I met them, some of them, original them in California, I met them, some of them. So anyway, so that time, they bring also something else with them. So then you look at the piece of leaf, long time, kind of concentration, but you are not fully aware. So then when you do the concentration meditation, you are fully aware, fresh, very clear, sharp. That's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's exactly where to be present. No? Eventually you become like a mountain. Nobody can move. Like a mountain, If you put it there, it just sit there. It can move. If you let it go, it just go to positive. You just think positive. When you let it go, you just think positive. When you sit, it's going to be like mountain. So just want to share that with you. So then probably want to say something more, but there's no time, so I'll stop. Okay, so then here, I want to share. So I invited this little stories behind this wonderful Tara statues. So I thought this is very important to help here. The center is very important to have Taras present here. Yeah, of course, you have mother. I have mother. Everybody, no, we all have mothers. Without mother's care, we won't be here. Female energy is very important. In the spiritual field is very important as mundane field. Otherwise, there will be all we finished long time ago. There will be no human beings left. So, before you know, we are doing this practice, so unfortunately, lately I'm not able to participate that much, you know, but in the beginning, so I came here, we do long practice, start a practice. It's been doing in Tibet, you know, many, many years. So at that time, we just use pictures. Then I'm very much wishing, you know, that one day invite all the Taras Tajas, just seeing them, believe or not, there will be benefit. This benefit. That's why this all this entire Buddha's teachings, just seeing them, you know, I'm hoping when you come here, I want you to know like some kind of imprint, you know, without talking. Just seeing them, there will be some positive imprint. Even just looking at it with angry mind, there's some imprint. If that's the case, you know, all them, when you come here, you see them, at least you have some imprint. Whether you benefit or not from my Mega Mouse talk, so at least there's some kind of imprint. So that's why it's for you. So then this Tara statue, Rinpoche, our like spiritual director, and who came I think last month, donated $7,000 to invite Lama Atisha's statues, life-size Lama Atisha statues. So that money's been sitting there a long time. So then I decided, no, it's not doing any good. So I said, why we don't use that money in advance to bring Tara statues, invite Tara statues. So then, you know, money can put it back slow, so then maybe when time comes, we can get Lama Atisha statues. That's Rinpoche's, you know, instructions. So that's, you know, then that's what happened. Then the money has been used, you know, for that Tara statue. Then people have been very generously, kindly sponsoring them, you know, one by one. So, and I'm really, really happy, you know, to have each time when I come here, see them, it makes me really happy. So, and I try to do Tara practice every day, try all my best, you know, to thinking about all the people in the prayer list and do prayer at home. So, nothing much else to do. I don't know. So, that's what I do. So, but I don't do them very well, but I try all my best, you know. So this Tara Study has been, you know, kindly, very generously sponsoring and doing that happily. You know, I don't ask individually, so people just doing this happily. So that's the best thing to do. Do it happily. Happy to go, happy to eat, happy to sleep, happy to awake, you know. That's what exactly what's happening here. People are sponsoring this happily. So for all of us. So then I just want to say, you know, thank you from the bottom of my heart, Bhiva Bapa Lama Zuba Rinpoche, our spiritual director, and all the people at the Kadamba Center. So I just want to thank. So, and this very, I really, really appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Sandy Carlson.
One second.
Okay.
Then lately, when Rinpoche came, Rinpoche offered this real pearl. Rinpoche offered all of them, real pearl. So this happened last month. Rinpoche came, and Rinpoche offered all the pearls, real pearl for all the. So devoting oneself to Tara, it brings a lot of success in your life. It benefits your families, and your kids, all of that. So I think it's very good. So that, you know, people are heavily sponsoring, and thank you very much. Yeah. So now I'm really going to stop.
Okay. We'd much rather listen to you than to me. One of the hats that I wear here is part of the Inspiring Generosity Committee. And at this time, we want to invite, we have a new Tara sponsor. Hetty, if you'd like to please come up. During the month of Sakadawa, merit multiplies. And that's one of the things that inspired Hetty to come up and to sponsor one of our Taras. We do still have two Taras available to sponsor as well as a shared one. So at this time, I'd like to invite all of the Tara sponsors up. I did try to email you, but if you didn't get it, please come up because we'd like to rededicate during this month of Sakadawa. So please come up. rededicate your beautiful generosity of spirit, yes. And we have a little gift for you as well. Let's use those for the Lord.
Thank you very much. Thank you so very much. This is the prayer flex mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. American version of that mantra is, Om Mani Take Me Home.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Tara. Oh, sorry, this is the wrong one. This is a Tara mantra, sorry. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we do have many other sponsors that were not able to be here, so we'll have another one in a few months. But we just want to acknowledge these beautiful generous gifts that we've received. And again, if you have any questions about the other TARs or would like to be a part of this, just come see me after the teaching.
Thank you so much. And big statue sponsor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, well. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll stop here.
So if you'll please turn to the pink sheets in the white prayer book with the dedications. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bear of all, sustaining and preserving and spreading Manjanak's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
So can you stay 2 more minutes? Can you stay 2 more minutes? So I'm going to say some prayer, okay? So I'm going to say some prayer, some mantra. Some mantra, just simply hearing them. You know, so some of them are for your health. So long, healthy, happy life. Long, happy life, not long, miserable life. Long, happy life. Some mantra for that. some of them for your health, and some of them for preventing untimely death. That also includes accident, suicidal thought. So whenever you hear something like that, it's kind of heartbreaking, that, but there's nothing much you can do. So then, since then I try to recite those mantras here at the center, whoever hears, and harming themselves, cutting themselves, whatever it's like. So then I think simply hearing them, that's all I can do, just say the mantra. So then with some devotions, then just hearing them probably help, okay? So just only 2 minutes, I'll say that. Ranza samonga desom namo bhagavate bekaze guru benu yadam balana yadam gata ya ara hade sam yasam buddha yate yadam bekaze bekaze maha bekaze bekaze ranza samonga desom namo bhagavate bekaze guru benu yadam balana yadam gata ya ara hade sam yasam buddha yate yadam bekaze bekaze maha bekaze bekaze ranza samonga deso ha ge wan de yin do da to de melan ro de no wa ja ma le ba chu ja sam ang ma chi ji ma ge kun do ga zo sa ji ji ola ji to ji ni do che je se la cha ze lo Namo Ranataya, Namo Ayajana Sagara, Beruza, Namo Ranataya, Tadakata, Arahade, Samyasa Buddha, Namasava Tadakata, Arahade, Samyasa Buddha, Namo Ayawa, Lokiti Shadaya, Buddhisataya, Mahasataya, Mahakarunikaya, Teata, Omantaratara, Diri, Duru, Duru, Idi, Viji, Sale, Sale, Tazale, Tazale, Kusume, Kusume, Ware, Ili mili cidizala abana ya so ha chanjasim jari maja maja wana jiri jawanya mame maja kone wanda me waj Pani da wari maja maja wana jiri jawanya mame maja kone wanda me waj Shuyi jawanya mame chuzo mame me wada kishisa maja wada Tunche mali sa wajun tada shinje tisu nade ya Tunji jian tada dine jawala za dama ya temba ya temba ya temba ya Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Yeah, please. Yeah.